It's picking up so much sound.
Okay, okay, shh, shh, shh. Be quiet.
Direct from the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex.
It's like honey in your ear hole.
Welcome back to the Superiority Complex, everyone. Your new favorite podcast. My voice still sounds weird. We spent about 20 minutes trying to get the sound right.
Sounds great.
It's weird. It sounds like there's a weird echo.
That's weird, man.
But you guys still sound great. You guys all sound good. Jake, John, Justine, Patrick, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome in.
Hello.
Welcome in, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Good, high energy opening, guys.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
All right, we're gonna let's open it up. A little blast of the past. Are you ready, guys? I should have had this queued up. I didn't.
Because we're playing with the mics for 20 minutes.
All right, you ready? Here we go. Here we go.
Let's you can blame Jake. It's okay.
Let me drop this in on you guys.
All right. Why you gotta blame it on me?
It's funnier.
I don't want to grow up on a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid. You got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz!
I don't want to grow up, cause baby if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
More games, more toys.
Oh boy, I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
And Toys R Us is closing all of their stores in the United States.
How about that? The end of an era.
The end of an era. One of the original big box stores, eventually done in by other big box stores. A lot of people are blaming Amazon, but...
Isn't it Amazon's
fault? No, they were saying that what happened was it was really other stores like Walmart and the big box stores.
Yeah, I was going to say Target. A lot of people just go to Target.
Because they carried not only... They kind of... Toys R Us carried everything, which at one time was great.
Yeah.
And what was happening was Toys R Us was like a grocery store, but they weren't laid out well like you could get in a big box store.
Right.
Smaller aisles, stuff you could reach.
Right.
You didn't need someone to get you stuff off the top shelf.
It's too big.
It was too big eventually. But started in the 40s. I looked up the history. We were talking about I was reading about the history before you guys got it.
A guy named Jeffrey Giraffe.
Charles Lazarus, of all names, started. He had just gotten out of World War II, wanted to go into business, realized all of his friends were talking about starting families, and said, "I'm going to start a baby furniture business." And then, in about 10 years, realized, "Well, nobody's buying. They don't buy furniture for the second kid. Everything gets handed down." So he started adding toys, and then eventually decided, "I'm just going to go into the toy business." And where he was different was at the time, most of those were mom and pop operations.
That's right.
Carried like certain lines of toys or specialty toy shops. He said, "We're just going to start carrying everything." And what helped was at the time, Japan was trying to rebuild its economy. They were exporting a lot of small toys cheaply. So he would just buy that stuff in bulk and just load. And he would literally, and he turned basically the idea of shopping for toys, which used to be once a year, Christmas time. Go all the time. You can go anytime and, you know.
Yeah.
And it was floor to ceiling toys.
Yeah,
It really hit its peak in like its 70s and 80s.
Yeah, the first time you walked into one, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I mean, we didn't, it was like a special thing to go to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times we went because it was for somebody else's birthday.
Right, right.
And it wasn't for you. You just have to sit there licking your chops.
You weren't able to get anything.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I mean, for me, that was the place to get all the Star Wars toys. They had all the Star Wars toys.
That's right.
And it was, you know, floor to ceiling Star Wars toys. Your Millennium Falcons.
That's right. That's right.
Your X-Wings.
You'd have a whole aisle of just Star Wars.
Your AT-ATs. Yeah, no, we're not talking like a short aisle. We're talking like a long aisle of just floor to ceiling, everything you could think of in one spot.
Yeah. Dedication.
I wanted to just ask you guys, you guys are younger than me. John, you're older. Did you hit Toys R Us when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yeah, but like once a year, like you said, it would be like somebody else's birthday or Christmas, or like maybe the day after Christmas, you'd go in there, you know, and...
What were you looking for, Planet of the Apes toys?
Yeah, initially, yeah.
Evel Knievel?
Because before Star Wars, That was the thing. Yeah, and there was Evel Knievel action figures.
What was the name of the company that did the Toys R the I'm sorry, the Planet of the Apes figures?
I think it was Mego.
Mego!
Because they were doing all the superhero stuff, too. Before Star Wars, you could get like these superhero action figures. So they're like, they were smaller than a G.I. Joe, but larger than like a Star Wars figure. And Mego is, and they were all the same, it's the same height. They're basically stamped out of the same mold, except for the Hulk. They had one mold for the Hulk. Everybody else is stamped out of the same. Superman, Tarzan, Batman, they're all stamped out of the same mold.
You painted just put a different color. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's the place you went if you want, especially for like Star Wars stuff. You'd go in there and see what they had. But you know, by that time, I'm already like in junior high, but we'd go in there and say, okay, this is the one place that's going to have the land speeder or whatever we're looking for.
Yeah, here. Yeah. I remember the Star Wars toys. And when I was a kid, I used to be in a Lego, and they would carry all the cool Lego.
Yeah. They had everything. It was one-stop shopping if you're looking for toys. But yeah, it was like a real, around Christmas, that's the place you went.
I remember just not being able to wait. We knew we were going to go. I was like, we're going.
I know. It was like being a kid in a Toys R Us.
It was like a kid in a Toys. What about you guys? Did you go to Toys R Us? Was that a big thing for you millennials? Or did you not care?
Was it already not hit?
Was it already not?
We didn't go to Toys R Us. Well, but I think it's more because we were poor.
Yeah, I was poor too. That's what I'm saying. I just got to look at stuff. I wasn't buying anything.
It seemed like it was a once a year thing.
Yeah.
My brother and I got more excited about going to the bookstore than we did about going to Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nerd. Now you don't own a TV, right? Oh, I don't own a TV. Yeah.
It's true.
And in those days, there was probably like five or six bookstore chains.
B. Dalton.
Borders.
Pickwick. Walden Borders. Books.
Crown.
Yeah, there was like probably 10 chains. One by one, Borders. They all went, you know. It's crazy.
Mm. All my Barbies came from Toys R Us.
What was your favorite Barbie when you were a kid?
I liked the little girls, so I didn't really play with the adult ones.
You like Skipper?
No.
Skipper?
What do you mean you like the little girl ones?
Her stepsister. Her little sister.
Yeah, Skipper.
It's not Skipper.
I love that Mario knows this.
My cousins all had Barbies. Her sister's name is Skipper.
The only problem was I didn't have enough boys to play with the Barbies.
You know, like, did I just mansplain Barbies to you? How awesome is that?
No. Her real name is Skipper.
I don't think her name's not Skipper.
I just remember there was a Skipper. I don't know who she was. I don't know where she fell in the Barbie
I just can't think of the
tree.
Name. That's why I can't argue with you, because I can't think of what her name is.
Do I call her Skipper?
I want to say it's Chelsea.
Because most kids skipped her and went for the real Barbie.
Stupid.
That actually made me laugh. Okay,
got one. I thought you were going to make a period joke.
Got one, no.
Whoa.
But I always wanted like an RC toy, and my parents wouldn't get it for me because it's for boys. And then I wanted like all the boy G.I. Joe ones, and they wouldn't let me get that. So.
You wanted G.I. Joes, huh?
My cousin, he was close to my age, so he'd always play with his Ninja Turtles and all of his cool little toys, and they had weapons, and mine was just a girl that had clothes.
Just get your Barbies and paint them in camo and pretend that it's like...
Barbies didn't have weapons.
World War II Barbie.
That'd be great. Yeah. Put her in a tank instead of the Malibu...
Malibu tank Barbie. Yeah.
Skipper Roberts is a doll created by Mattel in 1964 to be Barbie's younger sister. Right. As well as opposed controversies directed.
We already believed you.
But that's 64. Was Skipper still around when Justine was born?
Skipper.
Skipper!
Skipper!
Little buddy.
Came with a little sailor hat.
Skipper!
I don't know. I still have mine in a box at my parents' house.
You still play with them?
I don't play with them.
But you like to look at them?
I just have them.
Longingly.
They just stay in a box.
For the better days.
And then for every birthday, my my grandma and grandpa would always give me these collector ones. So I can never open them. So they're all still in their boxes at my house, parents' house.
My daughter has a bunch of those that my mom saved for years in case anybody ever had kids. And then she's like, here, you get them now. And Isabella was into Barbie for about 5 minutes. So
I can picture
that. Wait, she doesn't have any guns?
This isn't cool.
Screw this bitch.
My daughter used to play with a bat cave. She still liked the bat
cave.
There
you go.
Nice.
I feel like there's more options, though.
Respect.
Yeah. With what?
I had like My Little Pony and
Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake. Yep. I had Raggedy Ann dolls. I had Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes.
Those were all the things I played with. I didn't
Did you do Care the Bears? Cabbage Patch? Care Bears.
I love the Care Bears ones.
Did you go see the movies?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Care Bear Stare.
How was it?
Mm-mm.
They're great. Yeah. Well, I've rewatched them. They're not great. But.
They're great if you're five. What, yeah. It's like, wow, this is something else.
Jake, what were your toys of choice growing up?
I wasn't much of a toy kid. I grew up...
Oh, you don't have a TV?
No, I never really played with a lot of toys. I was a game. I was a gamer since I was super young. I was maybe about
chess.
I don't know. Five.
Fucking nerd.
When the original Game Boy came out.
Oh, that's it, dude. That's all you need.
Game Boy Color. My grandma got it for me, and my mom hated her for it because I would literally. It was. I got Mario Golf, and I got Tetris. That's all I wanted. That's all I needed. I was literally staring at the screen for hours and hours. Yeah. She bought me like you know those little magnifying glasses that they had with the flashlight so I could play it late at night. I had that. My
kids
dad
these days
me...
will never know the pain of having to wait for the street light to go by to play your Game Boy in the car.
Like having to like sit at a right angle, like at a perfect angle, so you can actually see the screen. My life. Life was in video games.
How did video games take a step back? Because John and I had the Mattel football with a little red LED lights. You could play that anytime.
I remember Pong. I swear to God, my dad brought home Pong, which is basically three dots.
Yeah.
You got a dot in the middle and two on the sides of the paddles, and you're playing ping pong. You've heard of Pong.
Yes, of course.
It's three dots. You're hitting one dot from one side to the other. And everyone's like, whoa, computers. Look at this. And it's basically...
Literally three dots. Literally a dot and two lines.
You're hitting this dot back and forth, and that was like, whoa. And you have to like set it up on your TV and had all this stuff, plug in a million wires.
That's good stuff.
Pong.
But yeah.
But before that, it was Hot Wheels. The big thing when I was a little kid was Hot Wheels. You get the track. You get the collector cars. You got the track. You got the little superchargers that would keep them going over the loop to loops.
Yes,
and all that.
They would basically just two little
circles.
Yeah, they were. What do you call them? Two. I can't even think of the word.
Oh yeah, it's like rotating. Yeah, it would like spit it out.
Like two buffers.
Yeah,
they'd
exactly.
Go right in and squeeze them. Squirt them out the other side.
And you know what? They just hit their like 50th anniversary. They're still cranking out Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels. I was always, because I didn't have a lot of money either, Matchbox.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go with the knockoff, the Matchbox. Knock
well, Matchbox Hot predates Hot Wheels.
Is that true?
Yeah, they were around much longer. And they're actually like a better, like a heavier duty. Like
Hot
car.
Wheels always felt like, but they had the cool stuff. They had
like
the Stingray.
Hot Wheels were like funny cars and drag racers. And they also had like the Red Baron. Which was like
the Red Baron?
You remember that?
No.
That was a really big deal in the 70s. It was like a car that had like a World War I German helmet was the cab, the Red Baron.
That's so weird.
With machine guns. You had a little machine gun.
You got to have machine guns on it. Jake.
That?
Yeah.
Paddy wagon.
So let me ask you a question. How long did those two games last you on that Game Boy?
Oh, quite a while. And then it would be me begging to get new games or a new system. So that went from Super Nintendo to GameCube to... N64, GameCube.
And now you have your own game stream.
And now I have my own game
stream. Where can we find
that
stream?
Pretty much how much ours was.
Where can we find that stream?
Oh, that is at twitch.tv/HandsomeDanHandsome.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw you dressed up as a pirate yesterday.
Played Sea of Thieves. Just came out on the 20th.
How is it?
Oh, my God. It
fun?
It is so much fun. It is not a game that you should play by yourself. It is not... I played it for a little bit by myself, and it was cool, but it's not nearly as fun as playing with a group of four people.
Is that just PC, or is that coming to our consoles?
It is PC and Xbox One.
Okay.
It is a Microsoft exclusive.
Okay.
So, you're basically a pirate. You get a ship, you go out, you can go look for buried treasure, you can go...
Plunder booty.
Go plunder booty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go do player versus player, and you can go attack other people's ships and take their booty.
Let me ask you a question, because I just saw the stream. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
How many times were you singing, booty, 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 booty everywhere? Come on, Jake.
Never.
No?
Not once,
no. But he was talking like a pirate the whole time.
Dude, give me a little bit of your pirate voice right now.
Arr, I've just been talking like this the whole time. Looking for booty.
Did you ever saunter into a Toys R Us looking for a new game for your Game Boy?
All the time, I'd always be going and looking for...
Jeez, I feel like SpongeBob.
One of my favorite games was, what was it called? Dragon Warrior Monsters, my favorite, yes.
What is a pirate's...
On the Game Boy.
What is a pirate's favorite letter? R.
No, it's the C we love.
Yeah. You guys both waiting for someone to say R. You guys are silent and waiting for
R.
Just,
this movie's rated R.
What's it? What's wrong? Yep. What's wrong?
You know who's really into that is what's his name? Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean. Because somebody does a pirate day where you talk like a pirate day.
Yeah.
And I think Dave Barry came up with that. The humorist.
Yeah,
Barry,
really?
Yeah, like years ago. He says, we're going to just come up with a day called Talk Like a Pirate Day. Mm-hmm. So all day long, you talk like a pirate. And everyone just all, what are you doing? And so that's a thing now, like for 20 years. Talk like a pirate.
We love it. Yeah. We do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he did it. His was yesterday.
Yeah.
For 4 hours. How long did you stream?
6 hours.
How many followers almost do you have seven on that stream over there?
122.
Nice work, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Good for you.
An affiliate can get subscribers and stuff. I have my own emote.
So you were playing this game for 6 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
John, that's easy.
That's holy easy.
Yeah. Time for
let me tell you what I do.
I would have gone longer if I wasn't starving and also very tired.
Wow.
You think I'm a mild-mannered podcast host, but when I'm not here, I'm killing Nazis Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah.
I remember when you were playing Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh!
I'd call you up and you'd go, I'm killing Nazis. What are you doing, Mario? I've been playing Castle Wolfenstein for 24 hours.
Yeah, here I was, playing video games thinking, not once when I played that game did I think, you know, there's good people on both sides of this issue. No, just me.
Nazis. Just killing Nazis.
You mean you didn't say to yourself, you know, some Nazis are very fine people.
Yeah. I did not.
Very fine people on both sides.
I did, yeah. To be honest, this whole thing, I did not see it coming.
Yeah.
Captain America said it best, is when did it stop being become appropriate to punch Nazis in the face?
That's it. That is it. Captain. Captain. Thunder. No.
Boy, if they thought about in 2016, he would have just... like, what the hell happened? How did the Red Skull become president?
And why is he orange?
Yeah. I know, he went to being the Red Skull to the Orange Skull.
He's fun. So goodbye to Toys R Us. Now they are closing all of their stores. They looked like they were going to be able to restructure.
Yeah.
They were going to try to restructure, but they did not get a chance. So
another one bites the dust.
We just wanted to say goodbye to our favorite childhood toys. Thanks, Toys R Us, for all my Star Wars and G.I. Joe. And
so now Jeffrey Giraffe will have to get a job somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe a zoo.
Maybe he could work for Walmart or something.
Maybe a zoo or maybe... No, Walmart has the little smiley guy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
He used to kick down the prices and make them low. In the commercial.
That's right.
He'd do the whistling and then he'd hit it and it would all drop the price. A little flip.
I know. I love that. Like the people playing people that work there going, hey, right on. Hey. Knock those prices down. It was always like, yeah, but he just knocked it down like 2 cents. You know?
Knock those prices down. Hey. Knock my living wage a little bit farther down. I'll be in my car sleeping.
Yeah, you got people working there that can't afford the product. Yeah. They can't afford the groceries.
I don't know why we're waiting for 17 minutes into the podcast, but yesterday was a very special day. Aside from Jake's stream, it was Justine's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is that?
I just celebrated my own birthday.
It's an air horn.
So let's just
let me toot my own horn.
Oh, that's what that is.
So John and I would like to sing a very special song for you. Are you ready? One, two, three. Put another candle on your birthday cake. You're another year old today. That's it, John.
Put another candle on your birthday cake.
Your birthday.
You'll make your birthday cake.
Is that how it goes?
Put another candle on your birthday cake. You're another year older today.
Yay!
Yay.
I don't know that song.
Oh, it's great.
Must be pretty old.
That's a show that went off in 1970. Sheriff Dunn. Oh, you should find that on... my God.
Nobody else caught that.
Yeah.
What did you say?
You think you could find that? The actual song?
I caught it.
That's great.
What was the joke?
Justine said, I've never heard of that before. And then I said, it must be pretty old.
It is pretty
old. Wow, that sucks.
So funny.
That was an L.A., a local L.A. kids show called Sheriff John. He'd come on dressed like a sheriff, and he'd play cartoons. And they would—he'd bring out this cake. It was like a every day.
Oh my God!
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake. Come on and take some birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
So he's baking his own birthday
cake? And he's singing to himself.
Well, and he's singing to himself.
Here's what the thing was.
That's depressing.
So he'd do that every day. I was on 5 days a week, and he'd do it every day.
Why?
He's singing to whatever kid out in the audience is going to have a birthday that day, you know. And this is like a plaster of Paris cake because it had to hold up under those hot TV lights every day. So basically, you know, it had little horses and cowboys on it. But it's like, this is a plaster of Paris cake with fake frosting on it. And it would roll. It was on a Lazy Susan. It would like rotate while the camera was on.
Very quickly. It was very quick. This one goes out to Justine. You know this song.
It's actually, oh, yes.
It's for Justine right here.
Don't be ashamed of your age. No. Sing it out, Thomas. Don't be ashamed of your age. Don't let the years get you down. That old gang you knew, they still think of you as a rounder in your old hometown.
You're a rounder.
Yeah, how many times did they say
Don't
old already?
Don't mind the gray in your hair. Just think of all the fun you've had putting it there.
Well, yeah.
Just all that old book of time. You've never skipped a page.
That's my favorite line.
That old
in
book
that
of time.
Old book
is that
of
Bob
time
Wills?
It's Bob Wills in the Texas Flyover.
I love the guy in the background going, ha-ha.
That's Bob Wills.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So who's singing lead? It's not Bob Wills.
No. Bob Wills always does the, that's him, yeah. That's Bob Wills.
There's something kind of creepy about that, but I love Bob Wills. He's got a Christmas song that sounds almost
Tommy
like...
Duncan is the vocalist always.
Is the poop from South Park based off of that guy?
He might be.
Oh, Heidi.
Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho. Mr. Hanky. Yeah.
The Christmas
Heidi Ho.
Mr. Hanky.
Sheriff John. '50s, '60s, and '70s. That was a local phenomenon. Every city, every major city had its kid shows. So we had Sheriff John, Hobo Kelly. Who else was? You remember Hobo Kelly, right? Kelly.
I do not remember, but I know people in my family talked about Hobo Kelly. So
they're all out of. It was always like Channel 13, Channel 9, Channel 11. Kind of like monster movie hosts. Every major city had their monster.
We had
movie
Elvira.
Host. We had Elvira. Before that, we had Vampira, the first monster movie host,
who turns up to be in Zachary in Plan 9 from Outer Space.
That's right. And they would, same thing. They would introduce, you know, midnight. They'd introduce the monster movies. There you go. Just like that. Zachary.
Count Floyd.
Yeah, Count Floyd. Oh, that's the greatest. Count
SCTV.
Floyd. I love that. So he's dressed like a vampire, but he's got a turtleneck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's a vampire, but he's howling. He's all, oh, yeah. Ooh, that's going to be scary.
Dr. Chung's 3D House of Stewart.
And then sometimes he'd get the wrong movie. He'd get like Sound of Music or something and go, ooh, it's going to be scary, kids. And he's all, what? You don't think that's scary? All those kids up on a mountain all by themselves? And then like the set would be so cheap, would be like falling on him. And he'd go, ooh, this set is kind of scary.
SCTV, Count Floyd.
Look it up on YouTube.
Joe Flaherty. Dad from Freaks and Geeks.
The great Joe Flaherty. Isn't that funny? There's a whole generation that just thinks of him as the dad from Freaks and
That's
Geeks.
That's the best thing to
but
think of.
But look up Count Floyd on YouTube.
He's the best.
Oh,
and then he would be, and the whole thing is that SCTV, he was also the newsman who was drunk all the time.
Oh,
it's Floyd,
right.
I forgot his name.
Turbo?
Yeah, and he was always with Eugene Levy would be the other... Not Eugene Levy.
Yeah, Eugene Levy was the other newscaster.
Was the other news. Oh.
And he's also the guy that runs the station, Guy Caballero.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is actually, Guy and Caballero are the same thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it. Guy Caballero. Who sat in a wheelchair because it gave him respect.
What a great show.
I love it.
John Candy came out of that show.
Rick Moranis.
Harold Ramis. Catherine O'Hara.
Eugene Levy.
Yeah, incredible show.
Dave Thomas. Later on, Martin Short.
Martin Short, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got big news, John. We talked Disney last week.
Yes.
We're going to do it again.
Okay.
Dang.
It had been rumored for a while now, but Bugs Land in Disney's California Adventure is closing to make way for, they're going to expand the Marvel universe into, and they're going to do a Marvel area.
Well, that's where the big bucks are.
But here's my favorite thing about them closing Bugs Land.
Yeah.
When that place opened, so they're retooling all of California Adventure now to basically be a Marvel slash
Avengers Land.
Pixar park.
Right.
Because they're now, in the summer, they're going to open the Pixar boardwalk. They're redoing the coaster to look like The Incredibles, all this stuff. the one area that was themed from the get-go when they opened that park, the only area that was themed well was Bugs Land. It looked just like the movie. It's like you were in the movie.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. I loved
it. Now they're taking it out.
And it was for little kids.
Yeah.
At most of these parks, there's not a place where like really little kids can do stuff. Yeah.
I have a question.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't know if I dreamt this or if it actually happened way back in the day.
A butterfly chased you.
That definitely happened. In Universal, wasn't there a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids section and the grass was tall and you can ride the
eel?
No, there was a Disney movie. There was a where the movie now where you go to see the Path of the Jedi.
No, I thought you can actually go to the set. Did Universal never have that?
No, because it was a Disney movie.
That was a Disney movie.
It must be crazy.
Oh, but Universal had
E.T.
Oh, I loved E.T.
Hello, friend.
Cool. Universal had a courtyard where things were oversized from Incredible Shrinking Man. Like, but Justine wasn't born until when? You just 86. Had a birthday. What, 86? Uh-huh. So that was gone for 20 years by the time you were born. But somewhere there's a picture of me, like at 6 years old. It looks like I'm inside a bottle, like Bride of Frankenstein. They've got like a half bottle, so you just pose on the other side of it. It looks like you're inside the bottle. And there was a giant pencil and a giant telephone, and you could pose around this stuff, and it was like, ooh.
Oh, I think I remember the giant phone. Yeah. I think I remember that as a
kid. Universal, the big deal used to be the tour, like, hey, this is how they make movies.
Yeah.
And after 30 years of that, people are like, we know how they make movies. We don't care. We want roller coasters and rides and 3D. But it used to be, hey, here's where they shot, you know, the Incredible Mr. Limpet. Here's where they shot McHale's Baby.
Here's the collapsing bridge.
Yeah, and here's where they shot Columbo. This is Chicago Street.
Yeah.
And then when you see those shows, you go, oh, yeah. Because every TV show, every cop show, looks like they shot it on the Universal back lot.
Well, we were just watching for the Digital Movie Club. We were watching them, and there's a scene where the army's rolling through L.A. Yes.
Don't
spoil it. And you're like, oh, no street in L.A. looks like that. Like, you can tell it's a set. Like,
that's the Warner's back lot.
Yeah, it's too close together. The buildings are too close together. You're like, nope, that doesn't look like any...
I know, that looks like New York Street.
Yeah.
You know that's Warner Brothers, like, New York Street. Yeah. They're like, wait a minute, that's where Cagney grew up back in the...
Exactly.
The Roaring Twenties.
Oh, quick programming note.
Yes.
So Disney Movies Anywhere emerged. It's this whole thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
We missed a movie, so we're going to go back and pick it up. All of our movies start in 1955. I talked to Patrick about it yesterday.
Okayed it, guys.
We're going to add Patrick came up with a great idea. He said, let's just add it to this one. We'll do four movies next week. So we are adding our first live-action Disney movie. It's a little 1954 gem called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. So we'll be adding that to next week. So add that to your calendar.
Oh, my God.
Quick program.
Four movies to watch. I don't have the time.
And by now, you guys just hate it when I say this, but do not watch this on your phone. Really, do not watch this on
your phone. Watch it on your phone. It's perfect.
Every single one
on my phone.
It's
getting to where I should just stop saying that.
If you
really,
can
just...
watch it panned and scanned. Don't watch it.
Watch it on your watch.
Yeah.
Is anybody watching it on their watch now?
You can.
Patrick? You can, can't you? Huh?
Don't have one.
But they do make them,
right? Cast,
what, have you watched any of the movies yet? What did you watch Pacific Rim on today?
On the TV.
Oh, wow. See, he does have a TV.
The new Pacific Rim?
No, we're gonna be talking about Pacific Rim in a minute because the new one comes out tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, does?
I prepped. I prepped. Shut up, Jake.
Had you not seen it before?
No, I've seen it before. Okay. I own it.
Let me tell you this. Just so you know, don't get discouraged. I bought pre-sale tickets. We're the only people in the theater right now, so there's plenty of seats available.
I know. Isn't that funny? You think it's going to be like, and you're like, how many people? They're like, you're it.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't think people, you know, that was barely a hit. It was a hit, but it was barely a hit in America. And people were kind of surprised they even did a sequel.
Well, because it made money overseas like crazy.
It made money overseas.
Oh, I'm sure they love their kaiju movies.
I got that feeling.
And their mecha movies.
Oh, yeah.
But I had that feeling that maybe people don't care. I'm like, hey, new Pacific Rim. They're like, what was that? Like,
I'm going to see it.
You know why I think people are apprehensive of this new one? Is because the thing about the Jaegers where they're so like heavy and there's so much weight to them that it's like they couldn't move. Super quick. They couldn't move
this looks
like
a little
fast.
More like the Transformers.
This feels more like a Transformers movie, yeah.
Get up on that mic, John.
Get down on it.
Pull it up towards you.
Are we switching like gears?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. All right. Wait, so we did the programming note.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so what was that now? So we're going to watch
20,000
Leagues. At 20,000 Leagues. So
yeah,
for next week, them.
Oh, I thought we were doing that today.
Rear Window next week.
Oh.
It's 2 weeks.
We do 2 weeks.
Rear Window, Bad Day at Black Rock, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Yeah. Are you pumped? Every 2 weeks, John. We got to give the kids time to catch up.
Okay, because yesterday I was like cramming. It'd been a while since I'd seen Rear Window.
How was it?
So I crammed it. It was good. It was good.
Let's not spoil it yet.
Okay.
It's a Hitchcock film.
So we're,
so John seems really concerned that I'm watching all these movies on my phone.
Well,
and I think that's just because I said I watched Lawrence of Arabia on my phone. And
you were
it.
A kid, were you?
Yeah, I did.
You watched Lawrence of Arabia on your phone?
Yeah, I watched it on the TV and on the phone.
Because that was a Jon Stewart joke. He came out on the Oscars with a little, it was years ago, with his phone. And he was saying, hey, I'm watching Lawrence of Arabia on my phone. And he was holding it the wrong way. He's like holding it vertically. He's like, oh, yeah, it's
but grand. The rest of the movies so far I've watched on the TV.
That's good. Because, my God, Rear Window, there's a lot of detail. And you're like looking out a window into a window.
I'm listening.
And 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. You're going to miss a lot of good stuff. It's like every week. Don't watch that on your phone. It doesn't. If it's my dinner with Andre, it doesn't matter.
If you're watching it on which movies have you watched on your phone, Patrick?
From starting this?
Yes.
None of them.
Good.
Yeah, see?
Good for you, Patrick.
Shane.
I watched Frankenstein.
On your phone?
Yeah.
That's fine. It's square. Look at John.
But really,
it was like right here though. It was like okay. Really close, so it was almost like I was having like the
John. You don't understand the these phones now.
I know it's
very
not
high
that
quality.
The resolution is insane.
It's not that I don't realize that. It's that still you're talking about something that's 5 inches by 6 inches.
Yeah, but the great thing is that hides a lot of the stuff that I think you.
No, I noticed a lot of it right away.
Oh my Jesus. God! Look how clear that looks.
Christ Almighty!
Oh, that
if
looks.
If people
awesome.
Really want to see,
look how clear it looks.
Da,
I can turn the volume. Da, I turn the volume.
It's almost like having a large TV, like you know, 10,
well,
15 feet away.
What can you do
when you have
there's
it like right
here?
There's
nothing I can do. It's like holding back the ocean with my one hand. There's nothing.
No,
I can do.
No, there's still
about
a,
it,
no. I still have to watch stuff on TV, but
Don't you agree? Rear Window. You think that's going to work on a phone?
But here's what for me, John. Like I can re-watch stuff on a smaller screen. It doesn't bother me. When I see something for the first time, I don't want to watch like something like
imagine.
I know people that try to catch up on TV shows on their phone. I can't do that. But there's a whole generation of people coming up.
No, I know. What the hell? But I mean, imagine watching 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea on a phone.
Do it right now.
Yeah, we'll do all it. Right. I'm going to do it as soon all as I get right. home tonight.
You want to?
I'm going
to
stop saying that. I'm going to save it for the ones that are really like.
It doesn't matter. No,
I'm
going to
really save it for the.
That's Inspector.
Catch it.
From
oh, yes, it's Claude Rains. Renault. It's the Invisible Man. Yeah.
Who?
It drives me crazy.
In what?
Claude Rains.
Claude Rains.
Yeah, I told you he's in
Lawrence of Arabia. I always forgot.
No, we were like, that's the first thing we said, as you know, he turns up
he's
in Lawrence of Arabia.
Like, he's only in it for like 5 minutes.
And I think it's his last film. Yeah. I mean, wow. What a career.
He's very good in it. There's a scene where he's talking to Lawrence and then strips off his clothes and says, even the moon's afraid of me.
That's right. He's sitting there talking to Peter O'Toole. He says, I'll show you who I am and what I am.
Yeah.
There's a souvenir for you. And he throws his nose at him.
Yeah. Are you ready for that?
And then Peter O'Toole says,
I mean, come on,
blimey.
John.
Blimey. Yeah, go figure.
John's so
unbelievable.
John's so
it's like, because I went, they played it in 70 millimeter. Like once a year, once a year they play that in 70 millimeter at the Egyptian.
So it looks about the same.
Yeah.
The size of your hand. Those sand dunes are the size of your hand. No matter what the resolution is, it's
you're
the
like
size
a god.
Of your hand.
You are like a god.
John's so mad.
No, I'm not mad, but at that's the end of an era. If nobody,
he's no John. But era. Here's the thing, John.
On the phone.
John, here's the thing. All
Lawrence of Arabia on your phone.
John, you are so Chicken Little though that you see one person doing it, you're like everybody's doing it. Nobody's
I
doing it.
Nobody does.
Nobody's doing it.
I guarantee you, people of a certain age, that is the way.
But there are always going to be people who love movies.
Let's hope so.
Who will not? Let's hope so. You're not going to sit down and watch a movie and go, I want to absorb this and watch it on my phone.
Yeah, but when I'm watching on my phone, it's like right here on my face. I'm not watching.
You
like,
also get Casablanca.
We're not watching. We're not watching it from no, like this
six.
Far
she
away.
Gave it a six.
We're not watching it this far. We're watching no, it like know, right I to know. My
we're
face.
We're like watching it like right here.
That's exactly what it's like. That's how exactly how I would watch.
I'm
it.
I'm on John's like side, here. But I also want John not to panic about it.
I just I'm like not... stressing him out about it.
And we don't no. do it for everything. I watched all of last week's stuff on the on my computer.
I'm resigned to it, but I will try to just. Withhold it. That
well,
advice
remember, John,
ones.
Not everyone can get to
I know.
A screening. Of, we're lucky
no,
where
no,
we
no,
live.
No, 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 no. I mean, most TVs now, I mean, most people I know have got at least a 40-inch TV screen.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that would at least be preferable to your phone.
Sometimes you don't have time to get to the TV.
You're
out and about.
You're walking from your...
Sometimes you can't I have to walk around the store while she's shopping and watch movies.
Sometimes you can't find the remotes.
Sometimes I'm tired and want to watch
it
in my
it's
bed.
Funny. The people have spoken, and what they want is convenience. They'd rather have it in their pocket or their purse rather than, you know... Because I remember like in the 70s and 80s, the big deal was your home entertainment system. Get the sound right. Get the picture right. And now it's like, no, we'd rather have the convenience of whipping it out of my pocket. And I'm in line at the grocery store.
Let's watch Lawrence of Arabia in the line to the DMV.
We're watching Deep Throat. I whip it out of my pocket and...
That's convenience to be able to watch a movie while I'm sitting at the DMV.
No, you
don't
you
have
can
to
watch it anytime.
Get up, put a DVD in. You don't have to turn on another thing.
And if you tie it up somewhere, you can just watch it anywhere. Yeah. So what the
it's
hell?
Just on your phone.
Yeah.
Search it online.
Well, maybe there's something to be said for that. That now, anytime you want to watch Lawrence of Arabia, you can. But of course, it'll be five by 6 inches.
Hot, hot. Hot, hot.
They do have those phones though that project.
Huh?
So what's you could that? Play it and then project it onto a wall and you can watch like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the resolution like on that?
I don't know.
Immaculate.
Is anybody watching that? Using a phone as a projector?
It's not that bad.
Yeah. Now, Boris got the tablet. Well, that's better than a phone, I guess. But maybe the resolution isn't as good.
No, it's better.
No, it's better.
It's better.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, my tablet does. I think I have a couple movies on here, actually.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Is that what, 1080p?
Yep. 4K. Look at that.
Well,
you have a 4K one?
That's in better resolution than the movie was actually shot in.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick's tablet here is better than most TVs right now, than like a lot
better
of people's
than
TVs.
My TV.
Okay, yeah. Let's see what it looks like on his.
There we go.
It's
4K. This is good radio. We're all
4K. It's like Ultra HD. Yeah,
4K.
Oh, I don't think I have any movies downloaded. 4K. Again.
Really? There's no movies on
it? No, I didn't download any.
Okay.
They're on my phone.
Anyway, guys.
What's your favorite resolution to watch in 4K?
4K? Why are you asking? 4K?
You know what?
4K, Maria!
I guess, yeah, especially if you have to watch
three
or four movies in a week for this digital movie club, I guess you watch them where you can.
What do you got on there?
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah!
Look how nice that looks.
John's not impressed.
There you go. How about that?
Somebody turn the lights
on. Let's watch Apocalypse Now on your...
Yes!
Yeah.
Can we?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not for like multiple people to watch. It's like if you're the only one watching it.
I guess that's
true.
Like I said, if you're watching three movies
in 1 week...
Now,
flip it. You're waiting at the DMV.
Yes.
Or you got your headphones on. You sit there. You know what? I want to watch...
Let me see.
Look at that.
Yeah, look it. That looks fantastic. And imagine if it were like... Right
if
here.
It wasn't freaking as bright as hell in here, yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, wow.
It's almost like you're in the movie theater.
We can't have nice things.
Nah. It looks... I know.
How much?
I can't read it.
How much?
How much
Let's
was
not
it?
Talk about it.
How much was that thing?
How much?
About the same price as a new TV.
$300?
Wow. What decade
yeah,
was
where
that?
Do you? But where are you buying your TVs from?
You can go to Costco. You can go to Costco right now and get a 4K TV for less than $400.
Yeah, you can. Wow, it's about good. This big.
They're not big, but yeah.
Like a 40-inch?
No.
Yeah. I just saw one last week.
You can get like a nice 4K monitor for your computer for like $800, $900.
There you go. Go to Costco, guys.
Decent, yeah.
All right.
4K is getting a lot more affordable now.
Well, that's because OLED's out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new way to do it.
We've wasted about 15 minutes talking about screen resolution.
Have you seen how
and
you
I can't
seen how
edit this thing.
Are? Like,
I love that. I can't edit this
I apologize.
So next week it'll be Rear Window, Bad Day at Black Rock, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yes, and no questioning about whether they watch it on their phone.
But we're gonna
accept that they have done it.
We're gonna pull it on Twitter.
What do you mean no, questioning? It's a free world.
No, you don't get to question. You don't get to ask how they watched it.
It's a free country.
No, no.
It's a free country. It's a, hey, how's it going, guys? By the way, just wondering.
Nope. How many of those movies?
Watch Rear Window?
Why would you do that to yourself?
To myself.
That's like asking
it's for them.
That's like asking someone you know is going to say yes. Hey, did you vote for Trump? Just why would you do that to yourself?
Can you imagine though? Because later, like, I'm sure people are going to start watching things on their wrist from like their phone.
Yeah,
like or their watches. Sorry.
Yeah, like Shuri in Black Panther.
Just yeah, gonna have I'm just like going to start watching.
Oh, the beads? That'd be pretty
well,
cool.
Well, that's what I was asking. Is no, anybody
not that watching? I know of. It's, that screen is way too
you can.
Small.
I'm sure you can.
It'd be horrible.
On
it.
Because you can get YouTube on those, can't you?
Yeah, probably. But I think it's just the sound.
YouTube.
But yes. No, John, you don't have to worry. I'm not watching any of these movies on my phone.
No, you just said you didn't watch any of them on your phone. That's great.
Yeah. He feels better. He's going to sleep a little bit easier.
I only watched Frankenstein on my phone because it was super late.
Don't say, why of all the ones to say, yeah. Why do you say that one? You know that's going to hurt
everything
him.
Else I've watched on my monitor.
Why are you purposely trying to hurt?
You know what? I should look on the bright side. At least he saw it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So what do I care?
Exactly.
How many people have seen that? So yeah.
John's about to have a stroke.
Would you rather... It's like, you remember John back in the day when we get bootlegs?
But I noticed
say,
all the little
would
things.
You rather not hear this at all?
Exactly.
Would you rather not hear, you know?
No, it's the same with some movies. They have one copy. You know, there are a couple movies where there is one copy. It's not great, but that's all they got. So you want to watch it or you want to not watch it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But that is not the case with Rear Window. That is
like London After Midnight.
London After Midnight.
Have we found that yet?
No, but boy, that's funny. What Turner did, that they did, is they found every still connected with that movie. And they found the shooting script, and they were able to do just sort of like of a montage where they'd run the title card and then a photo, and they're trying to give you like sort of an approximation of what that would have been like to see it as a movie.
One of the great lost films John and I have been.
Well, because the makeup is great. The reason people think, wow, that would be great to see is because the makeup is amazing. He's like it's like one of the first vampire movies, and he's got like a top hat and like these teeth that look like filed down shark
yes.
teeth.
Yes.
And he's got these crazy eyes that look like they're bugging out of his skull. And that's the one. That's one of the Lon Chaney movies that's lost. They can't find a print of it.
It's got to be somewhere in like Czechoslovakia. That's where they'll find it.
What they say is that when it does turn up, it's inevitably going to be disappointing because everyone's expectations are so high. You know, they read reviews of the time and they go, well, you know, it was a good makeup. It wasn't necessarily his best movie.
There you go.
But what the hell?
Right. Yeah. Well, people didn't like Pacific Rim when it came out. And now it's considered a modern cinema classic.
Is it really?
I think so. In my opinion.
I was waiting for that.
I will
one.
Tell you what, though. The trade-off for getting a sequel, I'm not as excited about Pacific Rim 2 because it does look cartoony. It is missing that.
It's not directed by Guillermo del Toro.
No, he's produced it, but he was working on Shape of Water. So we got Shape of Water. Them canceling out or taking too long to come up with a sequel let him work on Shape
so
of Water.
So that worked out well.
And that's okay.
So it worked out well.
Yeah.
But we still get the giant mechs anyway. And it's still going to... Listen, at the end of the day, it's still going to be giant robots fighting giant monsters. I will enjoy it.
I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It be the movie of the year?
No.
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 And I'm sure it'll be better than any Transformers.
It'll be this, absolutely. It'll be this year's Kong Skull Island.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Which... I thought was fantastic.
I love that movie.
It didn't win any awards, but it was great. It
they
was,
used to call those popcorn movies.
Yeah.
They're just pure
It's going to be a good popcorn movie.
Exactly what I wanted. Now, you watched Pacific Rim again.
Yeah, just because I knew we were going to talk about
it. I rewatched it again, too, recently. I didn't watch it in a while.
I hadn't watched it in a while.
And boy, oh boy, does that movie hold up.
Mm-hmm.
It does not... Did you not like it? It didn't hold up for you?
Some of the magic was gone.
What was wrong?
Just like,
did you watch it?
Was it my
your...
fault?
I think it was Justine's fault. I watched
it
on the TV. I think it was Justine's fault.
You watched it on your watch?
Go ahead.
The whole time I watched, I'm like, that's cheesy. Oh, look at that guy. He's playing the scared scientist. And then then they did the part I hate in all movies. He broke his glasses and was trying to find it. I'm like, oh no, now he's going to get killed.
Yeah. Can't see without my glasses.
That's the whole point.
It was cheesy.
I think my viewing partner might have ruined some of the movie for me.
Like Casablanca?
No, that didn't happen. I love that movie.
That'll take some of the wind out of your sails.
But
you're like, hey, this is great.
I enjoyed it. It was so fun. It wasn't as dark as I remembered, which was kind of interesting to see because I remember it being the whole thing being dark and gritty, but there's a lot of those moments that kind of look like the trailer for the new one. Which
a little bit.
I was surprised. I was like, okay, we'll see what happens.
The when they're fighting in Hong Kong, there's all the lights and the neon. And it's their nighttime stuff. But
And their daytime stuff looks almost exactly like the daytime shots for the new movie.
But
they
kept them very limited.
Which is interesting.
Because like a lot of it happened at night.
Yeah. Well, I think because it hides the...
imperfections.
Hides the imperfections better.
And then I think the biggest thing I took from it is Idris Elba really made that movie, mm-hmm. and him not being in this next one because he died. Spoilers, if you haven't seen Pacific Rim.
But we got John B., Johnny Boyega, John Boyega.
Which should be interesting, but at the same time, I said the thing same thing about him in the trailers. He's doing his best Idris Elba impression in the trailer.
It's like his dad.
So is Charlie Day the only one coming back?
Yes.
So he is coming. Charlie Day is coming back, but no one else is.
I think that other guy. Who's the other like Weasley scientist with the?
Yeah, I think the scientists are back.
Those two are back, but not the main characters. Not
I want Ron Perlman back.
Maybe he bought
contacts. Ron Perlman got bit. He got chewed up by a baby alien.
You didn't wait till the end?
He doesn't come back after the trailers, really?
Yeah, he does. He's like, where's my goddamn shoe?
You saw that at the theater.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Do they not always put the tags on the DVDs?
They always do.
They do. It's just I didn't watch through the credits and I'd forgotten.
So right, so what you're saying is the way you read, you watch credits is the way you read game instructions.
Yeah. Oh. That's what I'm
getting. Don't read anything and wait till the end.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
Jake, I was waiting for Jake to jump on him about that.
Yeah.
No, my favorite thing
Jake's on the same board.
My favorite thing about Board Game Night is that whenever Patrick makes a move, Jake just goes, "Let me see."
He does the truck.
And like checks his work, but he catches them all the time.
I do.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Not all the time. Last time I tried to do it, he was right. But
yeah,
most, like,
it hurts, doesn't it?
Half the time when I do it, he's like, "No, I'm going to do this. This is my." Hold on. That doesn't sound right.
If nobody's calling me on my shit, I'm going to go for it.
Well, I remember playing a game, Patrick read the rules, said like, no, you can't win yet. Basically, I'm like, fine, I guess I didn't win. And then Jake took it and I was like, oh, I win. And Jake's like, no, that's not how you win. I'm like, okay, fine. I keep playing and I finally beat them. And then they read the instruction again and they're like, oh, you could have run like way back. You guys are just assholes. Just let me win.
Did you throw the box at him?
Wham. Yeah, they just both had to read it. It was horrible. I remember that.
I wonder if Toys R Us is selling any board games.
Oh, are they going to have like a closeout sale?
They have been for a while.
I heard that it's not a big sale though right now.
Their big problem is there's still things
and they're
on
running
the,
out.
There's things on boats and trucks on the way and they're like, how are they ever, they're like, those people are never going to get their money, you know. There's things that were like, they ordered months ago and they're on their way, they're in shipment, you know.
They should just keep their online shop for now.
Maybe. They're in so much debt though, they're upside down. No. So they're never going to get out of it.
But anyways, Pacific Rim. It was good.
I wonder if they had Pacific Rim toys.
Maybe.
Probably.
So what did you like? What held up? What didn't hold up? So, well, here's the thing though. Del Toro was kind of like, he was following the kaiju movie trope.
Yeah, so
a lot of that is intentional.
The visuals, as far as the monsters and the robots really held up, still really cool looking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The acting did not.
No.
Who was bad?
All of them.
The two main.
You talking about my boy Charlie Hunnam?
Yeah.
Is that the King Arthur guy?
That's the Sons of Anarchy guy.
Yes. Yeah.
But he wasn't King Arthur, wasn't he?
He was King Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. His acting just didn't quite hold up in the movie. He tended to be more gimmicky. But overall,
but he was nice for Justine to look at.
No. King Arthur he was.
John, Pacific Rim still holds up?
You know, I saw it like two or three times when it first came out. I haven't seen it since. So I don't know if it holds up or not.
You want to watch it on my phone?
Have you got something smaller than that phone? So I
can... yeah, he does have something
can
smaller.
Can I watch it on something?
Hey!
Oh. Happy
nice.
Birthday!
Charming to the last.
I thought it would be interesting since it's Justine's birthday and we've all gotten to know her over the course of...
If I can still win this?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we're going to pass these. We're going to play Choose One, the birthday edition.
Can I choose one? Can I choose one of those?
And we're going to see how...
Choose you.
We're going to see how well we all know Justine Weenie.
So I am the god of hellfire.
Get your tickets for Pacific Rim 2.
We're going to go see Tomb Raider today.
Pacific Rim 2.
You're going to go see Tomb Raider?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Why?
I heard it was good.
It got I got some pretty good reviews.
Yeah.
That's the girl from Ex Machina.
She's hot.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Ex Machina?
Justine's nodding her head.
Well, I mean, if you played the video game, I think she looks pretty close to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. To the new one. Ones, yeah. She looks fantastic.
She
looks really
just like it. And then all the moves they did on the trailers look just like the game.
What are you doing? Stop it.
Stay inside and play your video game.
What's that from?
Freaking Lana Del Rey, the most boring singer ever.
Is she a chanteuse?
Wow.
Is she a chanteuse?
I just know somebody was all into Lana Del Rey, and I was like, please. This is sleep-inducing.
Now, this is how Mario's head explodes. He's all, how is it you have not heard Anita O'Day, but you've got every Lana Del Rey album? Exactly. That's how you get Mario's head to explode.
Exactly. You sons of biscuit.
Is there a way I can watch the new Tomb Raider on my phone?
Probably.
John wouldn't care.
It's probably no rear window.
Portable Ex Machina?
Oh, you know what else is opening this week is Isle of Dogs.
When?
The animated Isle of Dogs, yeah.
When does that come out?
This Friday.
Really?
But it's
I thought
be,
that was next week.
It's limited.
Limited release.
Okay, John. So we're going to have to go to Claremont to watch like, it. Mamalay.
Landmark and Claremont. And
Mamalay, we're going to have to go.
Arclight.
What's laughing? What are we laughing at over here?
Nothing. It's not radio. Nothing. Acceptable.
Nothing. Unacceptable.
What did you put where?
Unacceptable.
What?
Just nothing.
What did you put where?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't hit record.
Oh wow! No, no.
No.
Sorry, guys. I hit the pause button. Holy crap! That's
how far back?
No, we're good. We're good.
How far back did that happen?
No, it just happened now. When I
okay. Jesus!
Oh my god!
Oh, record.
It'd be great if you said about an hour and a half ago.
God, at least we would have deleted that conversation about
resolution.
Screen size. All right, here we go.
It's not all about, screen size. It's how you use it.
Yeah. Sometimes
you say you want a resolution.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know you can't watch it on your phone. Okay, so we have Jake.
Yes.
We have John, named after the Kennedy.
Oh, I thought he was named after a Tauntaun.
When you were little, did they ever call you Little John? Patrick.
There was a hit song called Big Bad John. They used to play that. Jimmy Dean, Big Bad John. They said that they used to play that on the record player when I'm like toddling around.
There you go, man.
That was a hit.
There
Big
it is.
Big John. Big yeah. Bad John.
That's your name now.
Yeah.
John, do you have XM radio?
What are you doing?
Internet, Justine. Stop it.
It's XM radio.
No, my buddy does. It's interesting. You got 40s, 50s, 60s. It's still like great.
The 50s puts me to sleep.
Well, you know what? It's not good. No, but it's not good
50s. No, the 50s. It's the 60s that are good and the 70s.
It's not good 50s.
The 50s, they're singing about like...
Chuck Berry.
No. There's
Buddy Holly.
I get in this argument with my buddy Alex all the time.
Oh, what plays on there is horrible. I don't know.
Because there's a lot of shitty 50s.
Gene Vincent. Eddie Cochran.
All right, I give it a 4.
No. I know what she's talking about. I know what she's talking about. When they put that on, it's like Patty Page. It's like boring. Patty Page and the Cordettes and the Fleetwoods. They're not playing Chuck Berry.
Poor Mario.
And Little Richard.
Oh, yeah, they've never played Little Richard on that stage.
What they're playing is like adult 50s. They're not playing the kid 50s, you know? It's all the shit.
Breathe. You okay?
All right. Are you ready?
Okay?
And it's the same with the 40s. Your head would explode.
You're on the air. Tell us how you're feeling.
They're playing Glenn Miller, Kay Kaiser. They're not playing good 40s, you know? Are we boring you?
No.
And the other thing with satellite radio is you get commercials. The whole point was supposed to be no commercials. You get commercials.
There is commercials.
And the way satellite radio works is the commercials are all at the same time, so you can't cycle.
It was supposed to be no commercials. That was supposed to be the benefit. Don't bother with terrestrial radio. Satellite will have no commercials. Well, it seems like there's just as many commercials. They're concentrated all in one spot, maybe.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
You doing okay, buddy?
I will tell you, this happens every Friday.
Fats Domino.
Every Friday when I get dinner with Alex, he says, "God, I hate the 50s. They were so boring." Because they'll inevitably be playing something on the restaurant. It'll be like some sort of like bad doo-wop or something like that. And he'll say, "God, the 50s were so goddamn awful, so damn boring." And I'll say, Carl Perkins, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, Johnny Burnett, Eddie Cochran.
Johnny Burnett.
Gene Vincent.
Johnny Cash.
Bo Diddley. It's endless. So I say, it depends on what 50s you're listening to. If you're listening to Mr. Sandman,
bring me a dream.
I've never even heard that.
That was the Paul. That was the Paul Stewart. He says, "How come they're all dressed in leather jackets with switchblades and ready for a rumble?" And it's all bum 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 bum. Mr. Sandman,
bring me a dream. Bum 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum 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 bum.
Give him tulips. Like roses and clover.
Bum, 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 bum.
And tell him that my lonely nights are over.
Sandman.
Yes.
Bring me a dream.
I'm bum, so alone.
That was originally done by Metallica.
All right,
here we go. Mr. Sandman.
Bum, 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 bum. Remember when Richard Cheese did that? All right, here we go.
Cut it out.
Number one, go.
Pirates or ninjas?
Ooh, Asian
ninjas. Oh, wait, I have to go last.
I'm going to go ninja.
Even though I want to say pirate, it's ninjas.
It's ninjas.
I'm biased right now.
I'm going to say pirates.
I'm going to say ninjas.
Yeah.
Ah,
everybody said
but
ninja?
But not because I'm Asian. I'm just cooler than pirates.
John, what did you say?
If you buy Sea of Thieves, you'll change your mind.
Okay, so I will make sure I answer last.
You guys are going to get that.
So
right,
we still have to do it.
So you still have to do it.
That's crazy.
Chocolate flavored or fruit flavored?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Patrick, let me lick you.
That's funny because I gave you guys chocolate and
fruit. Yeah, we
don't and know. Fruit today.
I'll
what
say
do you usually
chocolate
buy?
Chocolate covered fruit.
Fruit.
I'm going to say chocolate because you're Asian.
Fruit.
The correct answer, ladies and gentlemen, is fruit. She fucking hates chocolate unless it's white chocolate Easter bunnies.
She's brought
around
a bag
Easter.
Full of it.
I don't get it, but that's what it is.
What did you say, Justine?
A chocolate, yeah.
What did you say, Jake?
You said chocolate
fruit.
Over fruit flavor?
Oh, fruit. Whoa.
Don't.
What?
Yeah, what the?
Whoa.
John, what did you
As
say?
She was literally eating jelly beans. Like, I don't know.
What did you say, Patrick?
Oh, I said fruit because it's fruit.
Yeah.
John, you said.
I've never seen you eat chocolate.
John, you're 0 for 2.
Chocolate.
All right, go ahead, Justine.
Yeah, you know, Patrick should ace this. I should know everyone.
I did. I yeah. When you guys first played it with her, I wasn't here. You guys, and I was listening to it. I got every single one right.
Ah.
Lies.
So if I don't
sure
get it,
lies.
Sure you did.
No one corrected that.
No one was there
Jake
to
Jake was not there to
that.
Check the rules.
Yeah, these no. are all...
Let me see the rules.
The pyramids or the Great Wall of China?
Oh, I know this because you're Asian.
China.
It's pronounced China.
Because you're age.
Like the worst.
I'm gonna say pyramids because you like to play Camel Cup. So I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna say pyramids. And you're not into walls. Only a fool builds barriers instead of bridges.
Amen.
Wakanda forever. Wakanda forever.
Oh, did you see Ephraim's YouTube video?
Yes! I'm going to plug that at the end of the show.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Pull up the address on that so yeah. we can...
I'm his second subscriber.
Awesome. I'm going to subscribe.
I was proud of that.
Oh, so good.
You're not, it doesn't make you cool.
Makes me really cool.
All right, go ahead, Justine. Wait, what was the question?
Pyramids oh, or great...
I said pyramids.
Wall of China.
I said Great Wall.
China.
I know what the answer is going to be, and I know why, and I'm mad.
I'm
going to
go
Great
Wall.
Great Wall of China.
Because of Mulan. Damn it!
Ba Mulan.
Yeah, come on.
Mulan.
That
Dizzy.
Is not the reason.
So John, what did you say?
Great Wall.
We'll have you washed and dried. La, 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 la.
I thought of it more as like if you're visiting, I would like the weather there better. Okay.
Did they send me daughters?
When
I asked for sons. Go ahead. What's next?
Marilyn Monroe or Madonna?
Who do you look more like?
Who do you like more?
They're both blondes.
Marana.
So that makes them the same?
I'm just saying.
They're both blondes, so I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying I don't look like
Madonna.
Them.
Yeah, you'd probably give Marilyn Monroe a 5 because she's from the 50s.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Madonna.
She's fat. I love that when people go, gee, Marilyn Monroe, she was fat. It's like,
I'm going to say Madonna.
What'd you say, John?
I feel like she's going to say Marilyn Monroe just to spite me.
Oh, she has a back tattoo of Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, let's see your arms.
Oh, she does like Tinkerbell.
Yeah, Madonna.
I'm going to say Marilyn Monroe.
I'm going to go Madonna. I actually don't know the answer.
I'm
going to say Madonna.
So. I'm not sure either.
If it was Audrey Hepburn in Madonna, she'd go Audrey Hepburn, no problem. Uh-huh. But Marilyn Monroe, I don't really think she likes the way Marilyn talks, so I don't know. I'm going to say Madonna.
I'm going to go with Madonna because I don't really care for Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Wow. John missed
it. I like Audrey Hepburn.
I know.
And they always put them up against each other, so you kind of side with one.
It's nuts.
It's Beatles and... it's Beatles and Stones. Beatles, yeah. And Stones.
Beatles
Stones.
And Star Trek and Star Wars.
Beatles and Stones.
There it is. You made it almost an hour.
I know.
59:25.
He did his pirate earlier.
But I asked
him. No, but
him
he
to.
Asked me to.
Oh, yeah.
59:25. That's good, man.
Thank you.
You're getting better. God bless you. All right.
Go climb a tree or go climb a rock?
Go climb a rock.
Sounds like an insult. Yeah. Go climb a tree.
I'm going to say rock because you're lazy and a rock is easier probably.
No, a rock would be harder because you would be slipping more, right?
Okay, I'll say tree. Thanks.
I'm going to say rock. Tree.
I'm going to say rock.
I'm going to go with tree because I can probably
do that.
Son
of a bitch.
Yeah.
I can't do a rock.
You were right in the sense of it's laziness, but you just interpreted it wrong. How she would understand
trees
laziness.
Trees are harder to climb. I was thinking like a little rock, like in a park. You just get it going. Yeah.
That's what
she, we're thinking Yosemite.
But she's thinking big rock.
But wait, if it's like the rock climbing wall, I would do that one over a tree.
Well, then. Okay.
Go ahead. But she still said
this
tree.
This is climb a rock, not rock climbing.
I understand.
Yeah, would you rather go rock climbing or tree climbing?
Don't you hate playing this game with her?
Okay.
I hate playing any game with her.
Burgers or hot dogs?
I'll say nuggets.
Big.
Chicken nuggets.
I'm going to say burger. I've never seen her eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
As much as Patrick's bragged about it, yeah. I've never seen it.
What'd you say?
Buying your hot dogs.
You said burgers?
I'll say hamburger.
Burger.
You all said burgers?
Yeah.
Burger.
It's Costco hot dogs.
Burgers.
What?
Yeah. Oh!
He was so smug.
He was so sure.
I was super happy about that.
I was sure.
We all just fact checked him.
Jake? Like, nope. Jake just took the lead over Patrick.
Dang, Jake. I can't be
sure.
High
five.
Wednesday boyfriend.
Wow.
Okay. Able to.
Ooh.
Damn.
Able to fly or able to become invisible?
That's kind of a hard one.
She did like the Invisible Man a lot.
Yeah. But how
like
much
she was
did
influenced.
She?
Here we
but
go
did
around.
I want to fly like Peter Pan?
Here we go. Gathering fly. Nuts in May. Nuts in May.
I'm going to say fly. I'm going to say fly.
I'm going to think of a wonderful thing.
There must be a way back. God knows there's a way back.
Because
if you think about it, Ariel, it's like she's flying in water. So
yeah, that's true.
She can swim, which is like water flying.
And her name is Ariel.
Yeah.
Which is a...
like she brings in TV signals.
I forgot what that's called when a word sounds...
Which is
a homophone.
Which is a font?
A homophone.
Which is a font on
that's
the computer.
Right. I'm going to say... I want to say invisible, but I want to say fly.
Yeah.
My heart says invisible, but I'm going to say fly.
I'm going to say invisible.
I'm also going to say invisible because Justine's a horrible human being and
wants
to fuck with
people. She wants to spy on people. What do you say?
No, she wants to like do horrible things.
Like the Invisible Man.
Yeah. Like eat Costco hot dogs and no one
watching. Invisible.
Mm.
Who was that?
John and I.
That's me.
Yes, now we're tied.
Think of a wonderful thing.
I still can't believe you said hamburgers.
I'm in last place. I don't know you at all, Justine. I thought I knew you.
How often am I like, let's get a hot dog? I never say that.
Context
whenever you get
clues.
A hamburger, you
context
get
clues. Every
chili,
time we've eaten, she's had a
hamburger.
Yeah, every time I've seen her, she's eaten a hamburger or had margaritas to drink.
Yeah, so therefore I have to assume
that she likes hamburgers and she's a drunk.
I've had hamburgers, yeah. Okay, musical or magic show?
Musical.
I wish I could make this disappear right now.
Who, your boyfriend?
Damn.
I mean, isn't he already disappearing according to the
musical?
Score?
You like Disney movies?
I'm gonna say magic show.
I'm gonna say musical.
Yeah, it's a hard one, isn't it?
No, because I know what I think is right, and then I know she's gonna just say something stupid. I'm gonna go musicals.
And is this a show or is this like on TV?
It's ambiguous. That's why it's difficult, because you're like, whoa.
That's, yeah, it depends.
I've never been to a musical, so I would say a magic show.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You could watch it on TV.
You movies. You've seen musical movies.
Who, yeah. Who got a point?
You're listening. Magic. John's got a point. You're listening to a musical in the car right now.
Yeah. Jake?
That's what'd you say? Rent is a musical.
I said musical.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Patrick? You
I said musical.
He's so mad.
And I'm so pissed off because I knew this was going
to
happen.
She listens to Disney musicals all the time.
Just, see, this is the problem with her.
You know what it is?
So you guys mad. Don't understand how convoluted her brain is.
You know, this is like, you know, remember that show Tattletales?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Like, I'm Bert Convy.
That's right.
It just makes no fucking
sense.
So,
William Shatner, what will your wife say?
All right, Justine.
Okay, coffee or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate. You
hot
don't
chocolate.
Like coffee.
Hot chocolate. Hot chocolate. That was
but I
easy.
Can't handle hot chocolate.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Okay, okay, okay.
You're right.
See? It's fucking musicals all over again. Right. She loves right, musicals. Right. She watches
the
musical
answer
movies.
The answer is hot chocolate. Jeez.
Well, you can't drink coffee.
What do you mean you can't handle it?
She's lactose intolerant.
I'm lactose. I can't handle it.
But you want to have it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want it all the time, but they put milk in it.
I told
can't...
you.
They put what in it?
Milk.
You can tell them not to put
what
milk
in it.
Milk.
You can get the instant hot chocolate and just use water instead of milk.
I have to put water.
What would
in
make
it.
You sicker, coffee or milk?
I just don't get her.
Milk.
It's 7-7. John, you have 6, so you're ready.
Dang,
to,
John.
John's ready to pounce.
I guess I know, Justine.
Yeah, I have 4.
You know how I guess magic show? Because she was doing this. She goes, magic show.
I was like, is it this?
No, John, she chose it not because she's been to several magic shows. It's purely because she's never been to a musical.
I see.
And that she loves musicals. She loves the soundtracks. She loves watching them on
so
TV.
So why wasn't it musical?
Disney movies. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never been. I think if I went to one, I would hate it.
But have you been to a magic show?
Because you watch it on like in a movie. You see everything. There's no
those
sets.
Are musicals.
But have you been to a magic show?
Jesus fucking Christ.
See, that's the thing.
This is what drives know. Me crazy.
So no, if you
I don't know,
remember.
But watching it on TV is pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Like when David Copperfield makes the Empire State Building disappear.
I'm done with her right now. So
what'd you guys do for Justine's birthday? You go to
so
a
this
show,
is why he won't propose to me. He thinks I'm difficult.
You mean that's
I think
difficult?
I think
you're difficult?
Difficult or high maintenance?
She's not even high maintenance. She's just fucking confusing.
He might not be wrong. He might not be wrong.
Maybe she's twins. Maybe there's like, maybe she's got like an evil twin or something.
Oh, he's
would
gaslighting.
You, would
John.
You please just take her from me?
This is like that movie with, this is like the Prestige.
There's
like,
exactly.
There's,
yeah.
There's,
ooh, are you ready for that? Layers. Thomas Edison or Nikola Tesla?
Tesla.
Tesla girl. Boom. Tesla girl.
Jesus.
The 80s. Justine
that's a weird one.
Is a Tesla girl.
Remember the fabulous 80s?
I don't really like the car Tesla, so I'm going to pick Edison.
I don't pay Tesla money. I play Edison, so I'm going to go Edison.
I was making a left one time, and there was a Tesla that took too long at the stoplight, so I don't even like it.
So I'm picking Edison.
But I feel like we should save the environment, and all cars should be electric. But I'm going to pick Edison.
I don't think we're wrong in our assessment of her thought process.
You know what? I just talked myself out of it. I'm going to say Edison.
Are you ready?
I'm sticking with it.
I haven't answered.
What did you say?
John hasn't answered either.
Yeah, what's that? The Pink Panther where it's like, you think I'm going to say that. Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to say that one. Oh, but you know I'm going to say that. That's a Princess Bride.
Yes, Princess Bride.
Yeah. But you think I'm going to say it, so I'm not going to say it. Yeah. But wait a minute. You would think that I would think that, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
You thought I'd put the poison in your cup, that's but really right. I'd put it in my
I love that. He finally just keels over.
Yeah, he's just like, over.
Okay. I'm going to say... I'm gonna say Tesla.
Okay, so
you have an I'm equally... gonna say Edison.
Yes, okay, so
this is the ultimate gambling. We should play. We should put money on it.
This is like flipping a coin.
Your assessment was not wrong, but in the wrong direction. She's going to pick Tesla because she likes the cars Tesla.
Oh, okay.
So Tesla.
Edison.
What? I told you.
Why Edison?
Why would I choose Tesla?
Because he was
why
awesome.
Why would you choose Edison?
Why would you choose Edison?
What did you pick?
Free energy.
I feel like I used more.
I said Tesla.
Yeah, it's exactly what they were saying.
This is my
it was
point.
Literally exactly what we were thinking.
John,
that's why she was laughing.
John, what did you say?
I should have changed
down,
my answer.
You go down her logic path, and she just steers you wrong.
So then pick
nope.
that one.
Jake and Patrick
you
are trying again.
You should be able to do it every time.
Honestly, like what they were talking through, I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
We literally, we knew exactly what she was thinking.
But I already had my answer before that. But I'm in you guys said
now.
It, and I was
I'm
like,
in your
oh.
head now. I know. Yeah. Here, it comes a comeback.
It's awful. I want a divorce.
Send help.
That's it, guys. That's it.
That was it? Oh, yeah. Well, it can't end in a tie.
Oh, it's give seven me one more. Seven. Who's tied?
Patrick and Jake.
Yeah.
And Patrick. Whoever wins, you have to date. So
I love that Patrick.
Jake, I'm going to fucking fail this, so you take this problem from me.
I'm going to bail on this one.
You take... Just take the...
At this point, I'm bailing.
Take the problem from me,
Jake.
John, wait. I thought John was at six and he got that one right, which makes it seven.
No, John's at six.
I don't know what this is.
Damn it.
What is it?
I'll pick. That's why I give you one of three.
Oh, okay.
Here's what you do. It's going to be Washington or Lincoln. You go red. Yeah.
Blue.
How many surrealists does it take a screw in a light bulb? Blue. All right.
A horrible joke. It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Can you give me another three?
Nope. No. Okay. Too old to begin the training.
Are you ready?
Go.
Yes.
Fez or beret?
Okay, she probably watched that 70s show, and there's a character on there named Fez.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what a Fez is.
So she's picking beret.
So she's picking, but she knows the song Raspberry Beret by Prince, but she doesn't like Prince as much as she likes Madonna, so she's going to pick Fez.
But just to throw you off, she's going to say beret.
Because she's never actually worn a beret.
Yeah,
but she's watched Fez on TV.
Yeah.
She doesn't like Fez, so she'll pick beret.
Yeah. I'm picking Fez. She's laughing.
I'm going Fez.
No, I'm kidding. I'm picking beret.
I'm picking Fez.
Beret. Oh, no, wait. She probably likes the sound of Fez more than beret, so I'm picking Fez.
She probably likes the way...
You're wrong. That's what's fucked up. You wouldn't be wrong.
But
she likes the way the word sounds.
She likes the way her dad says beret with his Filipino accent.
Beret.
Beret. Are you wearing beret. A beret?
I'm picking beret now.
I'm picking Fez. Patrick, this is for all the marbles.
No, wait. Fez. Sorry. That's for sure.
I'm going to say a beret because I think Audrey Hepburn wore one in When in Rome, and that's one of her favorites.
Roman holidays,
whatever.
Beret.
Okay.
Why?
There you go. You're
I don't even feel good about winning that.
That was like an empty victory.
Hey, you are the winner.
Heck yeah.
Hey, Patrick, you're the winner.
Why berets?
Oh, they're cuter.
There you go. It was simple. Simple and typical. It's very simple.
I don't know. You guys went way into it.
I know.
I mean, I was listening because I was like, okay.
With the last one, we were exactly right of how you were thinking.
I know, but I already had my answer, and then I was like,
oh my God, I'm exhausted. I'm literally exhausted.
The one I didn't know, so it was Jedi Mind Tricks
or
Vulcan Mind Meld, and I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like a hot dog or a burger, but they actually put the cheese and they put
it
on
the grill. I figured it was a Star Trek thing.
But you saw
it
is a Star Wrath Trek of Khan. Remember when he did this? He says, remember.
That's the mind melt.
See, but you guys would have known I would have chose Jedi Mind Tricks.
So. Yeah.
The rapper?
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys all got to see it.
Guys, I can't. I don't know about
life.
You guys.
I'm glad you won.
Wait, who won? Patrick.
Unfortunately, me. Unfortunately.
You get to take me home.
The nice thing is, guys, we get to look forward to this next year for Justine's birthday. We're going to make this a yearly tradition.
Oh, fuck this game.
Maybe you guys will know me better.
I'm going to go home and start preparing mentally now.
Wait,
go
so
home
and out start of 10, drinking. Patrick got how many right?
Eight.
Out of 11, you got eight.
That's pretty good.
Those are good.
That's good.
That's pretty damn good.
That's a C.
How many did I get?
You got seven.
Not bad. Not bad.
I got five.
Yeah, you suck.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care. I also don't care. So there's that.
I don't ever want to play this game with her again.
We are playing it again right now. You ready? Here we go.
Another ten.
Load them up.
It's just stressful.
Okay, let's.
You
get,
should have me do
let's
it.
Let's get
that'll
unstressed. Our friend Ephraim, who's part of our gaming group, and has he been on the podcast yet?
Yeah, the Baron.
Oh, that's right. Yes, he was on one time.
He was the Baron.
Ephraim has his own stream, his own gaming stream. And so when you are done watching Handsome Dan Handsome stream, you can watch the Baron at, what is his site there?
Oh, I have his YouTube link. I don't have his.
Right, yes.
Does he do the Baron voice when he plays?
Yes. Well, yesterday he was trolling kids using the Black Panther voice.
Yeah, his YouTube thing is Ephraim.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Teo.
He's like lecturing.
Spell
them.
That out.
It's EPHRAIMTAYO. And he was playing Fortnite with a bunch of randos, and he was talking like the Black Panther.
It was awesome.
It was on hilarious. His YouTube. Oh, so funny.
Good stuff. Yeah. But check him out. Check out his game stream if you like.
I could not stop laughing.
Well, streaming action. Shout out to our friend. All right, guys. So for everyone here, you can follow Patrick on, you are at PD Mac on Twitter.
Yeah.
Justine is at Justine Normandy on Twitter. Jake Justine is Weenie. At, no, it just shows up at Justine.
At Handsome Dan 92.
On Instagram, I'm Justine Weenie.
You are at Handsome Dan Handsome. John is nowhere. Handsome Dan 92. But if you want to get to John, just use the hashtag Yukon Cornelius.
They're working on your soundtrack for last week.
Oh, yeah, you put some through last week, right?
Doo-doo-doo. We did. I put them out there on the Twitter.
Right on.
Next week, Digital Movie Club again. For everyone here, follow the show at Soup Complex on Twitter, facebook.com/Soup Complex. All right?
This episode took a lot out of me.
So for Patrick, for Justine, for Jake, for me, we will say this transmission ends now, and we're going to play a little outro music for Justine's birthday.
Say it's your birthday. Boom, 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 boom. Is that what you're calling?
En la fresca y perfumada mañanita de tu santo, recibe mi bien amada la dulzura de mi canto. Encontrarás en tu reja un fresco ramo de flores que mi corazón te deja, chinita de mis amores. Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David a las muchachas bonitas, se las cantamos aquí. Si el sereno de la esquina me quisiera hacer favor de apagar su linternita mientras que pasa...